But now we are here, let's get organised.
Hammond Pork growled. Who are you to say let's get organised? He said sharply. Are you the leader, young female, who refuses to rook? No, I am the leader. It's my job to say let's get organised.
Yes, sir, said Peaches, crouching low. How would you like us to be organised, sir?
Hammond Pork stared at her. He looked at the waiting rats with their packs and bundles and then around at the ancient cellar and then back to the still crouching Peaches. Just get organised, he muttered. Don't bother me with details. I am a leader. And he stalked off into the shadows. When he'd gone, Peaches and Dangerous Beans looked around the cellar, which was filling with trembling shadows created by the candlelight. A trickle of water ran down one crusted wall. Here and there stones had fallen out, leaving inviting holes. Earth covered the floor, and there were no human footprints in it. An ideal base, said Dangerous Beans. It smells secret and safe. A perfect place for rats. Right, said a voice. And you know what's worrying me about that? The rat called Dark Tan stepped into the candlelight and hitched up one of his belts of tools. A lot of the watching rats suddenly paid attention. People listened to Hammond Pork because he was the leader, but they listened to Dark Tan because he was often telling you things that you really, really needed to know if you wanted to go on living. He was big and lean and tough and spent most of his time taking traps apart to see how they worked. What is worrying you, Dark Tan? Said Dangerous Beans.
There aren't any rats here, except us. Rat tunnels, yes, but we've seen no rats, no rats at all. A town like this should be full of them.
Oh, they're probably scared of us, said Peaches.
Dark Tan tapped the side of his scarred muzzle.
Maybe, he said. But things don't smell right. Thinking is a great invention, but we were given noses and it pays to listen to them. Be extra careful.
He turned to the assembled rats and raised his voice.
Okay, troops, you know the drill, he shouted. Plague rats, in front of me, in your platoons, now.
It didn't take long for the rats to form three groups. They'd had plenty of practice.
Very nice, said Dark Tan, as the last few shuffled into position. Right, this is tricky territory, people, so we're going to be careful.
Dark Tan was unusual among the rats because he wore things. When the rats had discovered books, and the whole idea of books was still a difficult one for most of the older rats, they found in the bookshop they invaded every night the book. Up until they were changed, books had only been useful for eating the glue off the bindings and making nests out of the pages. They'd never looked at one before. This book was amazing. Even before Peaches and Donut Enter had learned how to read human words, they'd been amazed by the pictures. There were animals in there wearing clothes. There was a rabbit who walked on its hind legs and wore a blue suit. There was a rat in a hat, and he wore a sword and a big red waistcoat, complete with a watch on a chain. Even the snake had a collar and tie. And all of them talked, and none of them ate any of the others, and this was the unbelievable part. They all talked to humans, who treated them like, well, smaller humans. There were no traps, no poisons. Admittedly, according to Peaches, who was painstakingly working her way through the book and sometimes read out parts, Ollie the snake was a bit of a rascal, but nothing truly bad happened. Even when the rabbit got lost in the dark wood, he just had a bit of a scare. Yes, Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure was the cause of much discussion amongst the changelings. What was it for? Was it, as Dangerous Beans believed, a vision of some bright future? Had it been made by humans? The shop had been for humans, true, but surely even humans wouldn't make a book about Ratty Rupert the Rat, who wore a hat and poisoned rats under the floorboards at the same time, would they? How mad would anything have to be to think like that? Some of the younger rats had suggested that perhaps clothes were more important than everyone thought. They'd tried wearing waistcoats, but it had been very difficult to bite out the pattern. They couldn't make the buttons work, and frankly, the things got caught on every splinter and were very hard to run in. Hats just fell off. Dark Tan just thought that humans were mad as well as bad, but the pictures in the book had given him an idea. What he wore was not so much a waistcoat as a network of wide belts, easy to wriggle in and out of. On them he'd sewn pockets, and that had been a good idea, like giving yourself extra hands to hold all the things he needed, like